So I just finished making my first post, and I know this is a little unconventional and totally optional, but I feel like I wanted to provide a little bit of, like, context, director's commentary, if you will. In a way, it kind of makes it worthwhile for me. Part of, I think, what I'm getting out of this experience, aside from a nice, deliciously wet cunt, is just, you know, feeling like I can express the fact that, you know, it's okay to be a woman and to have kinky, dirty, naughty thoughts, to want sex, to have this connection with intimacy and sexuality, and to have that not make me, you know, a slut. And I feel like the first post was an improvisation, but it's based a lot on kind of some real experiences I've had with people and the idea of kind of turning that objectification around. You know, how many times have I, you know, had people kind of treat me like I'm just a set of tits, or, you know, kind of look at me as a tool for their pleasure. I think my concern, of course, on a site like this is that that could happen too, that I cease to be a person and I just become kind of a wind-up doll with a sexy voice and a dirty mind who, you know, gets off on the idea of, you know, bringing fantasies to life. And I think that kind of situation can be ripe for abuse, so I really wanted my first post to be something personal, something that I connect with, and a little bit about kind of how I am, you know, as a dominant. You know, I think a couple people have commented to me about my name. You know, I have never been on Reddit before, like I said, and so in choosing a login, you know, I wanted something that was different from a lot of my other online handles, just to separate it from kind of my the rest of my internet presence. But you know, I wanted something that kind of described me, and I was thinking about the kind of person I am, who's very intense and passionate and aggressive, and in some ways a little bit overwhelming for people. And I thought the word fervent really described that. And mistress, I like it because it has a lot of different meanings. You know, it can obviously, in kind of DS context, be, you know, the person in control, but it also can be the woman on the side. I have no doubt that many people out there listening, you know, are married, and in some ways, I am acting as that woman on the side. You know, mistress can also be a kept woman. You know, it's funny that the same term can be used to describe a female who's in a position of power and one who is financially dependent. And so I think it kind of sums it up, and it's a little bit more accessible than, like, paramour, which I like the word, but it definitely feels like a little bit not esoteric, but just overly elevated, you know. So yeah, I feel like I am a female dominance, and I expect that some of the scenes I do that, but I don't feel like being a female dominant is always about kind of like, on your knees, bitch, you know, or worship me. I think part of being a female dominant is just about being assertive and kind of exploring what control looks like in its different forms. And I think one of the ways, you know, that I like to do that in kind of a fun, playful way has always been with this sort of objectification, you know, treating someone, even if it's just for a few minutes, like, I'm only interested in their dick, which of course isn't true. I am a very intellectual person, and I require a high level of emotional intimacy to really be invested and find someone interesting. But I think that, you know, it's kind of a little bit of a fun game, and it lets me kind of explore that part of me that sometimes, you know, you really just want a big fucking dick, or you just, you know, want to feel like you're that dirty little slut. And if you're in control, then you can take control and make that happen. You can make someone lay in bed completely still and, like, just enjoy that part of them in that moment. And that's a little bit of what I wanted to recreate. So hopefully you enjoyed that, and hopefully somebody, you know, thought that it was worth listening to my thoughts on it. I'd like to think that, you know, I can provide a little bit of, you know, intellectual stimulation, as along with, you know, physical. So hopefully I achieved both, and if so, I will continue making posts in the future. I'm definitely interested in doing other people's scripts, particularly ones that I think are interesting, unusual, and haven't been done before. You know, I've read a couple that I'm contemplating doing, if only because I feel like I could hopefully do it justice, and it, you know, is probably not going to be done by anyone else. But yeah. And I'm a little hesitant. I don't know if I'll ever, like, orgasm as a post. I feel like I'm a very vocal lover, but I almost feel like doing that's a little bit too personal. Something that I really only want to share with the people that I'm intimately involved with, so I'm kind of on the fence about that, but I guess only time will tell. I imagine the site, like anything else, it's part of my sexual exploration. I will come to find new things about myself, new things that, you know, excite me or make me feel anxious or things I hadn't thought about before. And that's really, in some ways, the selfish reason why I'm doing all this, is to really just learn more about myself. So I hope you got something out of this and maybe learn something about yourself too. And I look forward to reading your comments, and yeah, so enjoy.